Millions of Americans have received letters from insurance companies in the last few months canceling their health plans. It's part of the transition to the Affordable Care Act, and it's sparked anger and confusion. President Obama has been trying to address the concerns. Last month, he said this.
Virtually every insurer is offering new, better plans and competing for these folks' business. I realize that can be scary for people if they just get some notice like that. So we've got to make sure that we're getting them the right information.
So what is the right information? Well, it's important to note that the new law will mostly affect just a portion of Americans who buy their own insurance. In California, that's just over 2 million people. About 1 million received letters canceling their health plans. The ACA requires that all insurance plans offer essential benefits like emergency services, maternity care, mental health, prescription drugs, and these plans don't comply. So many people are being forced to buy insurance with higher monthly premiums. And it's not just an increase in benefits that's causing the costs to rise. Here at KALW, our very own reporter Daniel Moore received a letter canceling his insurance with Blue Shield. Since then, he's spent a lot of time thinking about what's happening.
Here it is. My cancellation letter from Blue Shield. It's 17 pages long, and it's printed with graphs and pie charts and, most importantly, a table. The table compares my old insurance plan, that's the one that's being canceled, with a new plan recommended by Blue Shield. I'll admit it, I was upset when I got this letter. The new plan is more expensive, and I thought my old insurance was pretty good. It's got no deductible, and I pay about $260 a month.
Yeah, I would say this is a great plan.
Carolyn Kim is an insurance broker in San Francisco. These days, she's busy advising a lot of people just like me. She says healthcare reform happened because a lot of people couldn't get insurance, or they had inadequate coverage, or they were simply paying more than they could afford.
Most people these days are on plans with a deductible. As the cost of insurance has gone up, most people decide to choose a higher deductible plan to bring their rates down. So it looks like you actually have a plan without a deductible. So I think that's a great plan.
Me too. But the new plan Blue Shield is recommending has a deductible of $4,500 a year. And it costs $26 more a month. That's their cheapest plan.
The plan that they are suggesting for you is definitely a downgrade.
If I want what I've got now, with no deductible, I'll have to pay at least $150 more a month. Now, I don't want to overwhelm you with numbers, but that's 60% more than I'm paying right now. So yeah, I'd rather keep my old insurance.
If you like your private health insurance plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan. If you like your private health insurance plan, you can keep it. If you want to keep the health insurance you got, you can keep it.
Well, actually, I can't. So what exactly is behind the hike in health insurance premiums?
What this plan will do is make the insurance you have work better for you. Under this plan, it will be against the law for insurance companies to deny you coverage because of a pre-existing condition.
That's one of the cornerstones of the Affordable Care Act. Estimates vary, but somewhere between 20 and 50% of Americans have a pre-existing condition.
When you purchased your insurance, you went through medical underwriting. You answered pages of questions about your health.
That's Susan Chargell. She's been an insurance broker in San Francisco for 24 years.
And the insurance company had an opportunity to say, no, thank you. We actually would not like to approve your insurance. Or sure, we'll take you on as a client, but we'll charge you 50% more.
I remember that paperwork. It was exhausting. I was healthy and Blue Shield decided to insure me, but Blue Shield denied a lot of sick people based on their answers to those questions. That made healthcare costs cheaper for me, but more expensive for people who were denied coverage. Carolyn Kim says that paperwork is gone.
So in 2014, there are no health questions asked anymore. That means no coverage is based on pre-existing conditions. So basically everyone has to be accepted. That really drives up the cost of covering people, covering those unhealthy people.
It feels like a moral question. Am I willing to pay a higher premium to help sick people get insurance? Yeah, I am. The point of health insurance is to help people when they're sick. So why exclude people who are already sick? I wouldn't want to be denied coverage for pre-existing conditions. But Kim says it's definitely driving up rates.
The other thing that's really having an impact on rates is the new rate ratio.
A rate ratio. That's a new idea for me.
In 2013 and before the Affordable Care Act was implemented, rates really from age 21 to 64 were a very steep slope.
And older Americans paid a lot more for health insurance than younger Americans like me.
So between age 21 to 64, you might have seen more of a 6-to-1 or 7-to-1 ratio.
The Affordable Care Act has a 3-to-1 ratio. Older adults will pay no more than 3 times what younger adults pay. When I'm older, I'll pay less. But right now, I'm stuck paying more. So this has all been bad news for my budget. But Susan Chargell reminds me about the part of the Affordable Care Act that could make it more affordable for people like me.
If your income is 400% of federal poverty level or below, you'll get premium assistance.
For a single person, that income cap is about $46,000. It's a cutoff that excludes many middle-class Americans, like me. But if I were to get sick and couldn't work, then I would qualify for assistance. So it's a safety net for everybody. Insurance companies are finding ways to keep premiums down, too.
There's a few ways that insurers are able to bring down cost. One of them is to reduce the size of their networks. And so that's why a lot of the networks are reducing, and that's why people really need to make sure that their doctors are going to be covered in 2014 on these new plans.
But that's not what President Obama promised when he was lobbying for the Affordable Care Act.
I know that there are millions of Americans who are content with their health care coverage. They like their plan. And most importantly, they value their relationship with their doctor. They trust you. And that means that no matter how we reform healthcare, we will keep this promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period.
Not necessarily.
Specifically, UCSF and the doctors who are associated with UCSF are not in your network now.
On my old plan, I could go to UCSF. But come January, I won't be able to. I asked Blue Shield why it wouldn't let me go to one of the best hospital systems in the country. And in an email, a rep said this.
Many of our network hospitals and physicians came to the table and chose to participate in the new IFP network, accepting discounted rates in return for access to an expanded patient population in 2014. The University of California chose not to participate in the new high-value network at this time.
In other words, Blue Shield and UCSF couldn't agree on a price.
So that's a huge loss for you.
So now I know some of the reasons why my health insurance premium is going up. There's the end of pre-existing conditions and the 3-to-1 rule. But I also know that if it weren't for smaller networks and government assistance, the prices could be even higher.
The nature of health insurance is such that rates increase every year and benefits generally decrease every year. That's healthcare.
Again, insurance broker Carolyn Kim.
The intention of the Affordable Care Act was really to make prices more affordable. Whether that's happening or not is up to, you know, a lot of analysis, and we'll see. You know, different people's rates are skyrocketing. Some people's are staying the same. Some people are getting a little bit of a price break. It really depends on who you are.
I'll admit it. I was mad when I got this letter. This paper that says Blue Shield is canceling my policy and how much it was going to cost me to get similar insurance. The reality is that there's been a huge redistribution of risk. We're all paying different shares than we used to. The young, the old, the sick, the healthy, the government, and the individual. Suddenly, we're all facing something closer to the true cost of healthcare. And it's a reality check. For CrossCurrents, I'm Daniel Moore.